16 to 6 is the time. Well, I imagine if you've looked at your electricity bill lately, probably not a fun experience, particularly as it's been colder and colder. It's been hard to kind of resist that urge to turn on the heater or the electric blanket. One of the questions I'm sure you ask is, well, what can I do? What can I do to try and get my bills down? If you've got the upfront capital, and that is an if, I fully acknowledge that, buying a household battery to go along with solar is one option. Now, you might remember hearing in the lead-up to the federal election and then subsequent to that, the federal government pledging a package of 30% rebate scheme on batteries. And that's been in place for a couple of weeks, and demand is off the charts, apparently. More than 11,500 applications in the first 3 weeks, and more than 1,000 batteries being installed every day. Kate Raymond is the CEO of Master Electricians Australia and is with us this afternoon. Kate, thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
How much of a boom in demand has there been?
Look, there definitely is a very high demand for batteries, and we're seeing an increase of installers seeking to be accredited with Solar Accreditation Australia, which is a really important thing for your listeners to note, that if they are looking at getting a battery installed, they really must check that their installer does have that accreditation with Solar Accreditation Australia if they want to take advantage of the rebates, or what we call them STCs, which is Small Scale Technology Certificates.
Right. So if they don't have that solar accreditation, there's the potential that they could say, oh, yeah, we'll do it, but then you don't get the rebate.
That's exactly right, yes. So they still have to be a licensed electrician. Yep. So definitely need to have that license and that qualification. But to be accredited to get that rebate, to get that discount, they need to have that SAA accreditation. They can go and online to saaustralia.com.au and check if their installer is actually registered and accredited with a current accreditation.
Okay. Like, I mean, I'm really glad you raised that, because unfortunately I think it is the case, and we don't see it in large numbers, but when there are some incentive schemes come in like this, you do tend to sometimes see rogue operators come in and try and take some advantage, which that does happen, really.
Look, unfortunately, yes, it does. So there's a few things that your listeners can watch out for. So the first one is check that accreditation. The second one is to check the quote and see, does it say that it's a final price, or is it an estimated price? An estimated price might be because an electrician hasn't actually been out to the house to check the switchboard, the locations. Like, they're the ones that know exactly where the battery will be installed, how it needs to be installed, all of the rules, whether the switchboard's got the space it needs for the circuit breakers, etc. So that's an important thing to check as well.
Mm. Is the likelihood that there will be a backlog now? People are going to have to wait?
There could well be. So we do ask people to be patient and make sure they wait for the right qualified installer and the best possible battery for their situation, so which isn't necessarily the cheapest one, because it might not have the capacity that you need to, you know, really use it to the best advantage for your situation.
Mm. So is it, I'm not sure if it's clear yet, whether the potential bottleneck there in terms of a backlog would be enough qualified and accredited installers, or actually just enough batteries?
Well, we think it's the installers in all likelihood, because it is a post-trade training to get that accreditation with Solar Accreditation Australia. So there's a post-trade training. So they're an electrician, they do their training, they're licensed and qualified. Then if they want to take advantage of that cheaper price and get the STCs, they need to do post-trade training and battery installation and get accredited, and that can take a little bit of time.
So it sounds then too like this is an area that, because I'm sure a lot of people will potentially be looking at this for the first time or thinking about it for the first time, that as seemingly is the case more and more these days, consumers actually need to spend a bit of time doing research and being active in looking at what their options are.
Look, I would suggest getting multiple quotes. So don't just take the first person who happens to contact you and think, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great deal. Get multiple quotes. Make sure that you ask the questions. You know, what's the capacity of this battery? How long is that likely to last? Like, what would that, in my household, how long would I be able to run my air conditioning, my heating and, you know, my cooking, etc., my hot water out of that battery? What sort of excess solar am I generating that I can actually use to charge that battery to then use at night? Those are all good questions to ask. And then just go online and check that accreditation with SA Australia.
Are there, and I know this is a bit of a big question, but are there ballparks of what people should be looking for in terms of the capacity of batteries and subsequent prices as well?
Look, not necessarily, because they're not all equal. So it's one person's situation. You know, a single person in a smaller home will have less capacity requirement than a family in a larger home that uses more energy. So it will be different. So there's two ways. You don't want to get something that's too big and expensive for your needs, but you also don't want to have something that's too small. So really, that's why that multiple quote process will help make that decision.
And am I right in saying that you're only eligible, or I think it's each household is only eligible to get this rebate once?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, okay. So I guess that would maybe push you towards getting as big a battery as you can, because you're not going to be able to get the rebate again in the future.
Well, we can't ever predict what might happen.
Yes, that's very true.
But at the moment, that does look to be the case, yes.
And would you expect that this will primarily attract people that maybe have not had solar at all in the past and will be putting an entire system in, or people that have solar and no battery and now think, let's add a battery on?
Both, for sure. So, you know, South Australia has a lot of solar panels on the roofs. So a lot of those people will be thinking, well, great, let's get a battery. But for those who don't yet have solar panels, now's a good time where they're thinking, okay, let's get the solar and the battery together.
Okay. And Kate, just before we let you go, one person on the text line is just seeking the website to check for the accreditation of those people installing batteries. Where should they be looking for that information?
That is saaustralia.com.au. And you can also check if they're a master electrician if you want to. They're members of ours. You don't have to be a master electrician, but of course that means that they're qualified, interested in making sure that they always improve on their skill sets and sign up to our code of ethics, and that's masterelectricians.com.au.
Kate Raymond, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. CEO of the Master Electricians of Australia Group. I'm still getting a number of your...